With a massive disinformation campaign happening here in the United States, censorship in China is reaching an all-new level where companies in the U.S. are actually pulling out LinkedIn, Yahoo, and now Fortnite. But there's something that you got to see about that one. You've just entered the Insecurity Brief.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you. If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
Now, you may have heard stories about LinkedIn and pulling out of the out of China because they didn't want the Chinese government wanted LinkedIn to suppress information about certain individuals and because of their social system. And this social gearing system is coming to the United States, whether you like it or not. It is, in my opinion, and it's inevitable. The way that this credit system works from what we know about it, because disinformation on the internet is real. If you cross a crosswalk or do anything that is deemed outside of social normalcy, they just take money from your account. They will, and if you continue, they'll take money from your friends' accounts, your neighbor's accounts, and tell them that you are the cause for it. They call it social shaming. And that process actually wouldn't be such a bad thing in the United States because we allow such abhorrent behavior from a lot of people. But this is more or less a show about the internet, and I don't want to go into the other topics. So on the surface, we see companies like Yahoo pulling its plug, but Yahoo changed quite a bit. And from what I understand, it got sold rather recently, and that was really behind it, is that the Chinese version wasn't like the U.S. version. It simply had some news, a news feed of localized information, and that was really it, not the multifaceted system of Yahoo. But the ideas behind censorship and the ideas of the amount and breadth of data that is actually collected about all of us. And a lot of it's wrong. I mean, honestly, you know, every time you see a wrong ad or you get some kind of information that supposedly directed at you, I mean, look at what Facebook does to me all the time. Facebook, you know, I play a game, all right? And I'm on Facebook just for that one reason. Okay, and I play the game and it sends me ads for the U.S. military. Huh? I mean, really? Do I look like I'm fit enough to be in the military? I'm a little old. Recently, it's been sending me ads in Spanish, which I would rather them sending me the French versions. But it's really funny because they're screwing over Amazon. It's Amazon in Spanish ads. Fortnite, by the way, is a video game. If you're familiar with it, great. I played it. I stink. But Fortnite is being pulled from China. Why it's being pulled from China is actually a good reason, and it has nothing to really to do with censorship. It has to do with China's policy of protecting its children and not allowing kids to use or play games all day and all night long. They're actually doing something so that their children actually can't have access to the game itself. Unlike here in the United States, half the people that are on social media, if you're one of them, I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't on social media. And what's really funny about them is they have no idea. There's a difference between people on social media and people aren't on social media, and I'll tell you what it is. The people that are on social media realize that all their information is being captured and being sold by crooks, marketers, manipulators, just for manipulation is what we, marketing, that's what we call it, right? Just for manipulation. So the whole idea behind cell phone technology and all these people that are actually addicted to their cell phone. I mean, if you go into a restaurant or you go into a movie theater, or if you've ever been to one, waiting for public transportation, just about everywhere, you see people playing with their cell phone. I'll tell you what got me is I had social media on my phone, and I was a Facebook user back then, and I had written my first book, and I got a notification. I pulled out my phone, and there was nothing really there. They call it phantom notification. It's that your brain actually triggers the sensation in the part of your body where you store your phone and mimics that so that you will pull the phone out. When I realized that what I was doing and that I had done that, I went out and got a second device, and I moved all my social media over to that second device, and I never looked back. I don't carry social media on my phone. I don't give it access to the cell network. Only on Wi-Fi does it exist. And, you know, do I pull out the phone at the wrong time, you know, the Wi-Fi one? Yeah, sometimes. I'm going through some personal stuff right now, so there's downtime all the time. So, yeah, me playing with the game or playing on social media while I'm sitting around waiting. Yeah, I do that. And that's fine. But when we're talking about kids and we're talking about screen time, I wrote a book a while back. It's called Protecting Kids Online. I wrote about this and the problem, the inherent problem with the addictive nature of social media. Now, you got to remember that social media is binding together why we get together. Why we get together is to talk or chat, usually about, we talk about disruptive things. We talk about teaming up and gang mentality for hateful attitudes a lot of times, especially around the political streams. But these are not redeeming values that you want to teach children. We're in a generation right now where the generation is actually coming up with social media as a norm from when they were small. So these non-functioning adults, we're seeing the cropping of this. And it's not that we created this. No, we didn't create this. The parents act, you know, society deems it so that parents get the brunt stick that you did this, you created this deviant monster. No, the likes of Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg made these. The things on YouTube. And listen, Facebook got all this stuff on manipulating YouTube has these same reports, and they will do, YouTube will do the exact same thing. If you allow YouTube to show you the next generated video and leave it on, and yeah, you're still watching, it will take you down some really nasty roads relatively quickly. Actually, YouTube finally turned it off so that you wouldn't get militaristic videos. It was doing that for a long time, but back in, I'm going to say back in the 2000s, they finally turned that crap off. They turned it off so that we wouldn't, so that we weren't desensitizing American attitudes. But we still get these attitudes that are on social media, that on YouTube and other platforms, Facebook, Instagram. These things are not necessarily anything good. Hey, on another note, something about Chrome. Once again, there's another update. This makes five in like 30 days. I mean, there were four in the month of October that were critical 0 days that they were covering, and Google's not announcing this, but I'll take a stab in the dark and say that I would guess that there are some nation states that are going after Google. Thank goodness that they're catching them. Otherwise, lots of people would be getting hacked just because you use that particular browser. Of course, that browser has the majority. Firefox is actually pretty good. I'm not a fan of Microsoft, and I wish Apple would quit making their browser, because that's got to be one of the worst. Nothing supports that thing. Hey, at least you're not going to get a virus through it. Nobody uses it. Anyway, listen, I'm Tripp. You have a great rest of whatever it is you're going to do today. Until next time.